Hello, New Life family. I'm JJ West, and as we continue our series on Christmas movie quotes, today I'm going to be talking about regret. In the movie Scrooge, starring Bill Murray, his love interest, Claire Phillips, says, "That's the one good thing about regret. It's never too late. You can always change tomorrow if you want to." Regret is one of the most haunting emotions we know. It's the ache of what might have been, the faces of the people we hurt, the words we can't take back, the paths we wish we'd taken. However, regret is not merely a wound to be avoided. It can become, in God's hands, a doorway to redemption. Tim Keller argues that regret is what happens when our false saviors collapse. When the things we built our identity on fail us, Keller would tell us that regret is not meant to destroy us, but to dismantle our pride. It brings us to the cross where our failures no longer have the final word. The Christian doesn't deny regret. We face it, but we face it with hope, because in Christ, the worst things we've done can be forgiven, and the best things we've lost can be restored. Regret becomes the soil where grace grows. Similarly, C.S. Lewis reminds us that regret reveals our longing for another world. In The Great Divorce, he wrote of souls trapped in self-deception, unable to let go of their sin because they refused to let God redeem their past. Lewis understood that regret, when left to fester, becomes hell, a place where we rehearse our mistakes forever. But when offered to God, regret can be transformed into a strange kind of joy, because it means we have glimpsed goodness and we mourn its loss. That very morning is a sign that we were made for redemption, not despair. Regret, in Lewis's vision, whispers of heaven, of the day when even our tears will be redeemed. But we do not mourn as the world mourns. Indeed, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 says, "For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death." So regret is not our enemy, it is a messenger. It tells us that we are moral creatures who care, who have loved, who have lost. You probably already know that Scrooged is a modern retelling of the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol. Thayer's quote about regret echoes a line said by Ebenezer Scrooge at the end of the story. "I will live in the past, the present, and the future. The spirits of all three shall strive within me. I will not shut out the lessons that they teach." Dickens paints a beautiful picture of this astounding truth. Regret, when surrendered to God, becomes not the end of the story, but the beginning of redemption. This is what we celebrate at Christmas, that God came to us in the flesh to break us out of our smaller stories of shame and regret, and to usher us into his larger story of redemption. Merry Christmas, everyone.